This is Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Rescue workers in the Dominican Republic say 66 people are now confirmed to have died when a roof collapsed at a concert. The merengue singer Ruby Perez was performing at the Jet Set Club in the capital, Santo Domingo, when the accident happened. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, is following developments.
Some of the survivors said it felt like an earthquake. The Dominican Republic is an earthquake zone, so they said it felt like an earthquake. And then under the rubble, you have dozens of people dead. Some of the people were communicating through mobile phones. Outside, you had hundreds of people. They have the army, and they have very, very developed and very well-equipped rescue teams because of the history of hurricanes and earthquakes in the Dominican Republic. So they're working full-time there to try to rescue people.
Tuesday's rally on the US stock markets has stalled after the Trump administration made clear that a 104% tariff on goods imported from China would go ahead on Wednesday. After 3 days of losses, Wall Street stocks had opened buoyantly as traders embraced talk of potential trade deals with Japan and South Korea. But later, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said President Trump had decided to press ahead with the new tariffs in the face of warnings from China that it would retaliate. Donald Trump acknowledged that his tariffs strategy had been somewhat explosive, but said his officials were talking with many countries wanting trade deals. In the meantime, he said, America would benefit from the higher tariff revenues to the tune of $2 billion a day. Mr. Trump was speaking at a White House reception for coal miners. He announced measures to boost coal production.
I'm instructing the Department of Justice to identify and fight every single unconstitutional state or local regulation that's putting our coal miners out of business. And we are withdrawing all of those objections from our government today. It's all being withdrawn. So all of you people that have been fighting for your lives, we are withdrawing all of that today.
Israel's Supreme Court has blocked the sacking of the domestic security chief. The government and the Attorney General will have until the end of next week to reach agreement over the plan. Klitzia Saller reports.
The Shin Bet chief, Ronen Bar, was set to be removed after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last month that he no longer trusted him, a decision backed by the entire cabinet. Mr. Bar will now remain in office until the 20th of April. Israel's Supreme Court has said it will intervene if the government fails to find a compromise. Mr. Netanyahu has called the move puzzling, but the Attorney General says politics may have influenced the decision, as Israel's domestic security agency is looking into alleged wrongdoing by two of Mr. Netanyahu's closest aides.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A British study has found that extreme poverty can have as big an impact on the brain development of babies as being born prematurely. Researchers found that families with a low income and limited access to education and jobs can cause developmental problems in babies, even if they are born at full term. Katrina Renton reports.
About 1 in 12 babies in the UK is born preterm, before 37 weeks. It's the leading cause of death among newborns. Research for the Their World Edinburgh Birth cohort has found that the disadvantages from living in a poor neighbourhood, such as having a low income, less access to education and jobs, and fewer resources, are factors. Researchers found providing more support to disadvantaged families could improve early brain and language development in vulnerable babies. The charity Their World, which funds the study, is chaired by Sarah Brown, whose daughter Jennifer died at 10 days old after she was born at 33 weeks.
A US judge has ruled that the Associated Press news agency must be allowed back into White House briefings after being blocked from presidential events in February. AP was banned after refusing to use the term Gulf of America instead of the Gulf of Mexico, as ordered by President Trump. Judge Trevor McFadden said the government couldn't shut out reporters just because it disagrees with their views. In football, Arsenal have beaten defending champions Real Madrid 3-0 in the first leg of their European Champions League quarter-final. In Germany, Inter Milan beat Bayern Munich 2-1 away from home. And the British government has secured a deal that will see Europe's first universal theme park open in 6 years' time. The resort in Bedfordshire, about 90 kilometres north of London, is forecast to welcome more than 8 million visitors in its first year and will employ 8,000 staff. It'll include rides and attractions centred around Universal's blockbuster movies such as E.T. and Jurassic Park. BBC News.